Welcome to the Investor Fellow Podcast, the podcast where we discuss all things money and life. I'm your host, George Navarro. And just so you know, I'm not a financial advisor, nor is this financial advice. This podcast is all about information, education, and my own experiences. So please like and subscribe to this podcast. Now, let's get to it. Now, today, it's the same thing as last week. If I had a time machine and I can go back in time, I would give my younger self this advice on life lessons and younger people listening as well. People my age or older, we can still benefit from all of these things. Just like I said in the last podcast, we just have to be a little bit more methodical. So without further ado, let's get to it. So the first life lesson that I would go back in time and tell myself or tell younger people is, hey, you know what? Stay open-minded. I know it sounds like duh, right? But actually, most people are very closed-minded. And I've been guilty of this my entire life on certain things, you know? It takes a while for you to understand that there's more than your little bubble. And everyone has their own little bubble. And what I mean by this is how they're raised, their friend group, you know, the way they view things, that's your bubble. And so if you understand that, and you understand that there's more outside of that, then you can grow and expand as an individual, you can get more knowledge, and you can actually learn things that will benefit not only you, but everyone. So it's important to stay open-minded and constantly remind yourself of that. You know, I do this with investing, but I try to do this in my personal life as well. Like, I try to hear all sides of the story before I come to my own conclusion or my own judgment, right? And that's difficult as individuals because as humans, you know, we're raised and we're kind of programmed a certain way. So we have to kind of see past that and determine whether or not, you know, that information is relevant. So it is very important to stay open-minded because it's going to only help you in life. The next life lesson that I would tell my younger self and younger people is dream so fucking big that it's crazy. I know, right? That sounds crazy in itself, but it's true. If we dream of something and it seems tangible, which means like I can do it, like, oh, I'm going to run 5 miles at the end of this year. You know, you're pretty much guaranteed to run those 5 miles. Like, yes, it could be hard, especially if you've never ran in your life. But I think if you started walking, then jogging, then running day after day, week after week, month after month, it's possible that in a year, the probability is pretty high that you're going to run 5 miles. So what I mean is when you dream it up big. So instead say, you know what, I'm going to do an ultra marathon. I'm going to run 150 miles nonstop, day in, day out. Now, you probably won't get there because that takes years of training, but the motivation and seeing the possibility of that could possibly get you somewhere further and maybe even actually close to that, you know, that target goal. So what I mean is dream big, because we don't do that as individuals in our society. It seems like we are kind of shunned from that. You know, if I'm in my friend group and I say, I want to own 100 hotels all around the world, you know, and I want to do them like this and automate it, and I want to make them affordable, and I want to remodel them and make them this and that, they're going to look at me and they're going to be like, wow, this guy's crazy. But in reality, am I? Or am I just dreaming so big that my goals become even higher to reach, but in reality, I'm actually reaching smaller goals that probably wouldn't have been capable because I wasn't dreaming big enough in the first place. So you see what I'm saying? I know it sounds a little crazy there, but dream big, especially when you're really young. The next life lesson I would tell my younger self and younger people listening is learn to fail. I know that sounds, again, it sounds a little crazy, right? But hey, guess what? I hate to burst your bubble. I don't care how talented you are. you're going to fail. You're going to fail at something in life. And that's okay. And it's actually good. Now, it's not going to feel good when it happens. Trust me, I have failed at a lot of things in life, investments included, and it does not feel good. So what do we do from it? Well, we learn. And that's why we learn to fail, right? Because when you fail, we make it sound like it's taboo, like it's so bad in our society. But actually, failure is basically you tried something and it didn't work out for whatever reason, right? Now you got to go back to the drawing board. You're basically trying to figure out what you did wrong, why it didn't work. And you know what? That's good because that's getting you to think about, you know, what went wrong, how it could have been better. And now you tweak it or you move on. But you know what that does? Is it builds resilience. So next time you have this project or this thing you want to do or you want to accomplish this task, you know, and you're afraid of failure and you're like, oh, you know what? I don't know if I want to do that because failing sucks. You're going to go back to what you've learned already and you're going to be like, okay, well, if that is the case, then I know I can still move on. Life still goes on and I actually get better from it. I learn, I become more resilient, more confident, and overall it develops more grit. The next life lesson I would tell my younger self and younger people is, you know, if you're going to be in a relationship, take it seriously. Because if you don't, then it's never going to grow and you're going to waste each other's time and you'll become bitter. So take the relationship seriously. If you can't do that, then have enough courage to not be in the relationship because what's the point, right? So you have to be mature enough to understand that. And it's okay to not be in a relationship, but if you are, like I said, take it seriously and nurture it so it can grow. The next life lesson I would tell my younger self and younger people is appreciate what you've accomplished. Take a minute and celebrate that win. And speaking from experience, this has always been very difficult for me because, you know, you want to move on to the next thing. You want to bigger and better. And almost like you feel like if you celebrate it too much, then you're showing off or you're almost like jinxing it. So there's all these little mind tricks your mind plays on you. But seriously, appreciate what you've accomplished at the moment because life does go by pretty quickly. And the next thing that you might be doing, you know, that accomplishment might take a while, you know, to come to fruition. So it's important to remember those milestones and enjoy that, you know, and take that win because, you know, when something goes wrong, oh, we're very, very quick to point that out, right? But when something goes right, you know, we really don't talk about that. So again, appreciate what you've accomplished, you know, for the moment, and then move on. The next life lesson I would tell my younger self and younger people is your work friends, and your work culture aren't the end-all be-all. Because one day, guess what? You will be replaced and no one will know your name. And I don't mean this in a bad way. What I mean is sometimes our work becomes our entire identity, right? And that's fine. But one day, what if you're no longer part of that work? Then what is your identity? So this is where I'm getting at, is if you associate yourself so much with what you do, your job, that one day when it's gone, you can't associate with anything else, that's gonna be bad. You know, you're not gonna do well in life. So what I'm saying is, you know, it's fine to have all of that, but understand that it isn't the end all be all, that you are still more than the sum of your work. The next life lesson I would tell my younger self and younger people, and actually everybody, is stay out of the gossip. Yeah, stay out of the gossip, stay out of the rumor mills. Like, it doesn't do any good. And I'll give you an example. I remember when I worked as a firefighter paramedic in the fire department, man, there would be so much gossip on other firefighters, on their lives, on what they were doing, you know, on their romantic lives, who they were dating, the nurses, you know, which nurses were good, which nurses were not good, who had they been with, all these things. Like, honestly, I would sit there and I'd be like, none of this really matters. Like, why are we just talking shit on our fellow, you know, our fellow brothers and sisters? Like, this is like what we're doing. Like, and that's just what you do, right? But that's just not in that job. That's in every single job you see this, and you get baited. You get baited to be in this gossip. And what does it do? It really doesn't do anything. But I think primarily why we do this is the people who talk gossip or spread gossip, they are not happy internally, right? For a lot of different reasons, right? That I can't pinpoint, you know, as I'm saying this. But someone that's going to gossip, that's what's going on. So if you start to gossip, then recognize that maybe there's something going on inside of you, because we should be paying it forward. We should be building each other up, not being in that, you know, in that category. So again, if you start developing that habit early in life, which I've seen, I've known individuals who do that, it seems like it just gets worse over time because you can't stop it. It's like it's uncontrollable. So stay out of the gossip. Your life will be so much better. The next life lesson I would tell my younger self and younger people is it's okay to hold yourself to a higher standard. I feel like a lot of times people interpret that and they think that someone is being cocky or they are, you know, being overconfident. But I don't see anything wrong with you wanting to have a higher standard. In fact, you know, why would we not want to have a higher standard? A higher standard in living, a higher standard in health, a higher standard in wealth. Like, it can only benefit you, you know, and the people around you, right? Because if you elevate yourself, then you're more likely to pay it forward and elevate others around you. So I think early on in life, you know, we have very little self-confidence for a lot of reasons. But if we just all started to just a little bit think of ourselves in a higher standard, then maybe that would help our overall life in love, in health, and in wealth. The next life lesson I would tell my younger self and younger people is words really do hurt. You know that saying, was it sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, actually, words hurt, you know. And when you're young, you know, you're in your 20s and you're in a relationship and you say mean things in the relationship, you know, that's, you can't take those things back when you say that. Sure, you can say you're sorry and this and that, but the words have already been said. So, you know, think about that when you are in a relationship or you are in an argument, you know, or you are angry. You know, think about the things that are about to come out of your mouth, because again, words do hurt. And you know, there are arguments in my life that I wish I can go back to and, you know, pause and not be so hot-headed and not say the things that I said. Because I, like I said, once you say something, you can't take it back. You can apologize, you know, and sincerely mean that. But, you know, if you would have just thought a little bit more in the first place, then you would have never said it. So again, words really do hurt. Understand that. And, you know, when you are angry and you are having, you know, these discussions or these arguments or whatever, like, really think about that. And hopefully that will help you, you know, not say the things that you wish, you know, you hadn't said. So the next life lesson I would tell my younger self and younger people listening is just be yourself. Yeah, actually, just be yourself. That's the most authentic you can be. And people actually love that. But somehow when we're younger, I don't know if we're society or we're brainwashed or a friend group or whatever, but everyone's trying to be someone else. Everyone's trying to copy and imitate. But then when you get old, you realize the things that you've done, who you are, is what actually makes people want, you know, to know you and do work with you and do business with you. It's you, you know, you being authentic, you being real. So if you just do that, if you just be you, be real, and you don't have to be perfect. I think we need to be perfect, but you really don't. And it's actually those imperfections that people are drawn to. I always feel like I've always have to be perfect, you know? And now I realize it's like all my little imperfections and flaws are what make me, you know, a good person, a good investor, and all of these things. Now, of course, there's mistakes along the way, but I am real. I am authentic. What I say is what I do. You know, I walk the walk and I talk the talk. And when you can do that, I think people can spot that and they really respect that. They respect that in you, because in a world where people seem so fake, especially online, that is everything. So just be real. The next life lesson I would tell my younger self and younger people listening is take care of your body. Yep, that's right. Because guess what? You only have one of them, at least for now, until we, you know, we can like become robots. But I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon. So take care of your body. Listen to it when you're injured. Don't keep working out. Don't try to push through it. There are some things you can push through, and then there's some things you cannot. So really listen to your body. Rest, recovery, sleep. Adequate sleep is amazing. You know, when I used to work in the fire department, I would go weeks with like little sleep at all. And, you know, you just don't feel the same. You don't have the same energy. You just, it's just not good for you. So take care of your body, like I said, because later on in life, you're going to develop injuries if you keep pushing it and you don't rest. So it's very important you do that. I know this from experience. You know, I have a knee injury. I have a back injury. Thankfully, I've been able to recover from them. But when I look back and I think, I think both of those injuries probably could have been avoided to a certain extent. You know, if I would have taken care of that earlier and, like I said, listened to my body and gave it the adequate time it needed to recover. But again, you know, we're in our 20s. We're invincible. We feel like gods. We can do whatever we want, right? But again, this is why this advice, you know, is to the younger crowd, is think about that for a second. Put yourself in check and think about the long runway of growth here and how you want your life to be. You know, you don't want to be an old man or an old woman that's broken, can't go hiking, can't go walking, can't go running, all of those things. So it's very important to take care of your health. And not only that, it's just, it leads to a longer, fulfilling life. You know, like I like the fact that I can do anything that I want because I can do that. You know, I can hike, I can swim, I can run, I can do all of these things. And a lot of people can't because their health, you know, they haven't taken care of their health over time. So it's very important. Nutrition is up there as well. You know, I'm not saying you got to eat perfect. I don't like follow a strict, formula or diet. But what I do is I try to eat, obviously, good foods. I try to cook, you know, obviously not as much sugar, not as much processed food, all that crap. But don't get me wrong. Like I'll still have like a pie or some In-N-Out, you know, 4x4 animal style fries, you know, all of that. But again, it's in moderation. And I balance it out with physical activity and all of these things. So it's very important that you keep your body in tip-top shape, because if you don't, then what is the point of investing and building this wealth if you can't even enjoy it? So somewhere around your 40s, I think, maybe late 30s, I don't know, between 30 and 50 is a very good sweet spot, because now you've developed some wealth, you have some wisdom. And if you've taken care of your body, you can actually benefit from all three. So again, this advice is great for everyone, but especially when you're younger, you know, take a second and think about the things that you do to your body. Don't forget to stretch. Mobility is key to everything. I look back and my mobility was almost non-existent back then. All I did was lift heavy, you know, like I wanted the big numbers, but, again, you know, maybe that's why I was injured over the years, is because I lack mobility, you know, and now I have that incorporated and I realize how much mobility I was lacking, you know, hip mobility, all of that. So it's important to keep that going. And it's only going to help you, you know. When you have pain, it sucks. It doesn't feel good. It throws you off. It makes you angry. It makes you question what you're doing. So pain in your body, it sucks. So you don't want that. And then if you get it, it takes a long time for it to go away. So try to avoid it all in one shot and listen to this. And like I said, listen to your body. Don't push it. There's times to push. There's times not to. Mobility is great. Eat good, sleep good, and you'll be all right. The next life lesson I would tell my younger self and younger people listening is from time to time, think about your mortality. Now, I know this might sound morbid to some because they're like, whoa, why would I think about my death? But actually, when you really think about it, it makes a lot of sense because it's almost like we get a reality check because we're like, oh, wait a minute, we're not going to be here forever. You know, our lifespan is finite, not infinite. And so usually that sparks something in your brain where you're like, I want to leave my mark. I got to do something better in life. I got to better myself because when I leave this planet, I want to have done the things that I wanted to do and the things that I wanted to be great at. So by thinking of that from time to time, I think it will help you. It helps me. I think about that often now. And I think about the things that I want to accomplish and how I want to live my life. And so every now and then, like I said, it's like a refresher check for me. So this wraps up the life lesson portion of this podcast. I hope you got something out of it. You know, all of these things that these lessons that I've, you know, talked about, I've gone through. And so if I had a time machine, I would definitely go back and I would give myself some of this advice and hopefully I would take it. Hopefully it helps you out. If you want to hear the investment portion of these life lessons, that's the previous podcast episode. So please feel free to check that out. And thank you again for listening and stay tuned for another episode of the Investor Fellow Podcast. Thanks again.